California Congressman Gary Condit said he had what he termed a very close relationship with missing intern Chandra Levy, but he refused to further characterize the nature of the relationship during a nationally broadcast interview last night. Condit also said he had fully cooperated with investigators looking into Levy's disappearance, something investigators dispute. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Gary Condit, a previously obscure Democratic congressman, has been a staple of cable TV news programs since last spring. It was revealed then he had a connection to Chandra Levy, a 24-year-old former intern who has not been seen since April 30th. The story of the missing intern and her rumored affair with a married congressman has been irresistible to most media outlets. Last night, Condit for the first time publicly addressed the issue, but in a way that's not likely to leave anyone satisfied. Appearing on ABC News Primetime Thursday, he told interviewer Connie Chung that he met Chandra Levy last October and that they were very close, but he repeatedly ducked the question of whether the relationship was a sexual one.
I've been married 34 years. I have not been a perfect man. I have made mistakes in my life, but out of respect for my family, out of a specific request by the Levy family, it's best that I not get into the details of the relationship.
Chung pressed Condit several times, and each time he uttered a variation of that statement. Condit said he never lied to Levy's mother, who has said Condit denied to her that he had an affair with Chandra. Condit said Mrs. Levy might have misunderstood him. He also denied having discussions with Chandra about a future together and having children.
I only knew Chandra Levy for 5 months, and in that 5 months period, we never had a discussion about a future, about children, about marriage. Any of those items never came up in that five-month period.
Condit said he had no idea what might have happened to Levy. Asked by Chung if he had killed her, he replied, "I did not." He said he had fully cooperated with law enforcement authorities. Condit said he had been interviewed 4 times by Washington police, the Justice Department, and the FBI.
I allowed them to search my home where they ripped up my carpet. They took the paint off the walls. They put the drains down the pipes.
But Washington police officials repeated last night that some of the information they've gotten from Condit they've had to drag from him. Condit said the reason he was spotted throwing out a watch box in a city trash can was because he was cleaning out his office, and he denied having an affair with a flight attendant, Anne Marie Smith, who says Condit asked her to lie about it. Billy Martin, the Washington attorney the Levy family has hired, said Condit last night misrepresented a number of things, including his conversations with Mrs. Levy. He appeared on ABC's Nightline.
If there's any description by Gary Condit that Mrs. Levy was confused, she told me tonight that that is a lie, and that is why we're very cautious with receiving any information from Gary Condit, because he's been untruthful in the past.
Condit's effort at damage control comes after a number of newspapers in his district have called on the 7-term incumbent to resign. And if Condit thought his appearance last night would silence the near-continuous cable TV coverage of him, he was wrong.
Will you take an FBI-administered polygraph? And if not, why not?
Everybody makes mistakes, you know, as long as he's doing his job.
Unmitigated political disaster.
If anything, Condit has given his critics, along with pundits and analysts, new ammunition on a story that's not going away anytime soon. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.